The arrest of a Tulalip man has put a spotlight on possible gaps in the background check system for gun buyers. The protection order that would have blocked Raymond Freiberg Jr. from buying a handgun was never entered into a state database. His son later used the gun in the shootings at Marysville-Pilchuck High School. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
It's not yet clear exactly why the Tulalip Tribal Court's protection order against Raymond Freiberg was not entered into a state database, but tribes around the country have been pressing for better access to court and criminal databases in the last several years. A woman obtained the order against Freiberg in Tulalip Tribal Court in 2002, saying Freiberg had recently threatened her and had physically assaulted her in the past. Typically, the tribe submits those orders to the Snohomish County Clerk's Office to include in state court records. Snohomish County Clerk Sonia Kraske says everyone is looking at the system to figure out what happened to that protection order and whether similar gaps could occur in the future.
Well, this already has and is going to continue to cause a lot of conversations and a review of current statutes and agreements with the tribes to ensure that there are no gaps in the system.
Kraske's office also forwards the protection order to the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office. If that had occurred in this case, it would have been grounds to deny Freiberg a concealed pistol license in 2013 and block his purchase of handguns at the Cabela's Sporting Goods store in Tulalip. Last October, Freiberg's son Jalen used one of the guns to shoot five students and himself at the high school. One student survived. This week, Raymond Freiberg was arrested on federal charges of illegal firearm possession. The sheriff's office says it has revoked his concealed pistol license in light of that protection order. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.